This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More on our Bravos coming up. Right now, let's talk to B-Mac Bryant, McFadden. He is a CBS NFL analyst, has a great podcast, guys, and we love getting him on and getting his perspective. B-Mac, who won this trade, man? Steelers make a deal. They get Jonnu Smith. I mean, they get some defensive backs. You know, it's like you look at, you got to give to get. Mike and I have been talking about this trade all week. What do you think?
I mean, when I heard the trade, I felt, I was going back and forth. You know, now I'm just kind of doing my due diligence and looking at the entire situation. I think Pittsburgh won the trade, and here's why, guys. Pittsburgh won the trade because they gave up one legit starter, and they got two starters in return. They got a player that actually can help on either side of the football field. Defensively, in Jalen Ramsey, you can say whatever you want to say about him in terms of where he is in his career. He still can play football. He still can be a difference maker, right? He's shown that throughout his two-year stint in Miami. And then Jonnu Smith, who really emerged to be Miami's best pass catcher a year ago. I mean, created Miami Dolphin tight end records last year, is starting to peak at the right time. And me personally, when you see that and you see the motivation that both players, you know, still currently have, if you're Pittsburgh, you like it because you got two impactful players that can help on either side of the football field.
Yeah, man, it just seems like, you know, you're getting a guy. Remember, he left Miami because he was unhappy with Flores and the way he's being used. Could Ramsey, ironically, who, you know, is irking Miami because he wanted more money, could he be a hybrid safety corner?
Well, initially, it sounds like he's going to play corner. But if you look at Ramsey's football career, even going back to Florida State, remember he played the star position for Florida State, which is like the nickel or the dime. He really excelled. Then he went to Jacksonville, became more of a perimeter guy, and when he became a Ram, is that that's when they started to use him a little bit more like Florida State used him. He was moving around inside, outside. So he's shown the ability to do both. And if you look at Pittsburgh at the cornerback position, Darius Slay has always been an outside corner. Joey Porter Jr. has always been an outside corner. Jalen is the most versatile, experienced cornerback where he could play out, he can play in. And also, too, what makes him very, very valuable when he is playing nickel, he's a great tackler. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't mind getting dirty like a linebacker. So I potentially see him playing more so inside. And you guys know how the game has transitioned into a passing league. I mean, base personnel for offenses is 11 personnel where you have two wide receivers, one tight end, which requires defensively to come out in your nickel package as well.
While we're talking about the Steelers, they give Omar Khan their contract extension. He's their general manager, guys. Here's why I think this is interesting. He's 48 years old. He's done a really good job. The Steelers basically like GMs or like head coaches have only had a few GMs. He is he's now signed through 2028. But what's this mean for Mike Tomlin? Because we talk about Tomlin and if they don't win and la, la, la. So you're telling me the GM's safe. But Tomlin may be on the hot seat if things don't go his way or they don't win enough games or they're not in the playoffs this year?
No, no, no. You just stated that the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are very, very patient with coaches. That's why you don't see new faces coming in year in and year out. Throughout the history of the organization, we only had three head coaches.
Yeah.
Three head coaches. And Mike Tomlin saw, I think he received an extension maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. And Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, they have a unique relationship where the respect is mutual. So I don't see anything happening in terms of his seat being hot. Now, you hear it all the time because the expectations in Pittsburgh are super high. Our fans are spoiled. They're spoiled, right? It's not like other organizations where you just hope to get 9 wins a year and you're jumping for joy. No, in Pittsburgh, you're trying to hoist that sticky Lombardi. So I don't see any scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers that the seat would be hot, because if you keep it real, you can't sit here and say right now the Steelers are a legit Super Bowl contender right now. No, right?
Right.
So expectations shouldn't warrant that to happen, because right now they're not there. Things can change. But for Mike Tomlin, it's about winning like he's done, but finding a way to be successful in postseason play. That's when the season starts for Mike Tomlin, in my opinion. And if that doesn't happen this year, his seat won't be hot.
We'll get to the Falcons in a minute, but he's our man in the Steel City. Brian McFadden with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What about T.J. Watt? What are they going to do with his contract? He's unhappy.
Oh, no, listen. T.J. Watt will get signed. That's for sure. T.J. Watt is not going anywhere. You know, Jalen Ramsey wanted to become a Pittsburgh Steeler under the assumption that T.J. Watt would be in the uniform as well. And guess what? Jalen Ramsey is a Pittsburgh Steeler. So they're going to find a way to get this deal done. He's a fan favorite, does a lot in the community, and he's been nothing but a baller for the organization since becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler. So you don't let him walk. Now, I don't see anything happening where there's a big trade where you can't say no to, but as of right now, he will be a Steeler.
Do you know Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be a Florida State Seminole.
Yep.
Okay, tell me the story.
Well, he came out of Cal. Florida State decided to go with a different quarterback from the West Coast. I won't mention any names.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers wanted to be a Seminole. Didn't work out. Went to JUCO. Of course, went to California, and everything else is history. But, yes, he loved Florida State coming up. No question. It and, was, of course, he's the last drafted player from 2005. So, yeah, I'm rooting for A-Rod.
Okay. I was just curious where you were on a personal level.
It's a really horrible period in Florida State history. Two words. Chris Ricks.
Oh, that is bad.
I didn't say the name.
That is bad.
I didn't want to say the name.
Wow. That is. That's that. Wow. Aaron or that dude?
Yes.
Okay. you know what? If let me ask you this, B-Mac. It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell. If we were in the NIL era, would Florida State have gotten Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay.
No.
Somebody would have thrown even more loot.
Okay.
At him. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. I'm just curious.
Hey, man. Hey, we saw that our man Drake London is number 97 on the players voted top 100 in the NFL. How dynamic? I mean, Carl was asking the question earlier. I mean, is it unrealistic to expect Michael Penix Jr. to just step in and be a gunslinger in week one?
I wouldn't say gunslinger, but I is expected that he makes plays.
Right.
And is expected that Drake London shows up. Drake London has to have that presence that Nico Collins has for the Houston Texans, being a big body, reliable pass catcher for your young quarterback, and you got to go ahead and lead the way. You got to be the lead singer of the passing game. And that's what we're seeing from, you know, Nico Collins, who has emerged to be that guy for Houston. I do believe Drake London has the same skill set, because if Drake London is balling, guess who else is balling, guys? Penix.
Yeah. B-Mac, you know I'm looking at my calendar. 1, 2, 3 weeks from today, our guys report. Now, that's pretty much all around the league. Guys, we are 3 weeks away from NFL camps
opening.
B-Mac, you got to be excited like us, man. I mean, come on.
And get this. I'm coming to Atlanta for the training camp. I finally made the 53. Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Gave me the invite.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. We're going to get you to Hooters.
Let's do it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Man, happy 4th of July. You and your family, enjoy the weekend. But, yeah, countdown is real, guys. Next week is the 10th. The following Thursday is the 17th. And then it's the 24th, and camp starts. I mean, that's how close we are to football. B-Mac, man, enjoy the weekend, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.